Remote seduction. Now, your specific person is literally going to go crazy over you. And I'm going to guide you through a short meditation, teach you step by step how to do it. It's extremely easy and very, very effective. Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're always flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. High flyers, want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Hey, why not find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life? The money you desire, the love you crave, the health and happiness you depend on. LawofAttractionSolutions.com. You have the ability to attract and seduce your specific person, the one that you love, your special person, with the power of your mind. Now, this works even if you're in a state of no contact. Now, I can just hear some people saying, Robert, that's not right to seduce someone. Well, look, we use naturally as human beings, we use seduction techniques all the time, sometimes intentionally, sometimes just automatically. I mean, just the use of your imagination could be considered a seduction technique, not to mention high flyers. All the stuff that we use that at a deeper level has the connotation of seduction on the 3D in the physical realm. We use everything from expensive perfumes, colognes, Botox, big cars, fancy cars. There is so much that we use that we think we do it because we like it, but the truth of the matter is we do it because other people like it, namely our specific person or the person that we want to attract. Tell me that when you go to the beach that those micro bikinis aren't seductive. The difference is that you're going to literally use the power of your mind, the power of your thoughts, the power of your feelings to get your specific person wanting you, needing you, craving you, literally going crazy over you. Now, this powerful miracle mind technique, it works if you're broken up, if you hardly know each other, but you'd like to get to know each other more. It works if you've gone through a divorce, but you'd like to get back with your ex. It works under any and all circumstances. It's that effective and that powerful. So why does remote seduction work? Well, remote seduction, high flyers, is based on telepathy. Well, you know what it's like. You know, you're thinking of somebody and all of a sudden they text you. You know, you say to somebody, hey, let's go get, and they say pizza. And you're both on the same track. That's telepathy. Guess what? You can use that power to draw your specific person to you. Remember, according to the ancient teachings, everything is mind. Everything in the universe vibrates. That's not a religious or anti-religious statement. That's a scientific fact. Everything vibrates. Everything emits a frequency. And if everything vibrates and everything emits a frequency, everything is conscious on some level or another. You know, we don't think of, for example, plants or trees as being conscious, but they're conscious in a way that we can't really comprehend. We can apprehend it, but we can't really comprehend it. They have a different kind of consciousness. Your mind is the connecting link with the universal field, as well as the mind of the person you desire to seduce. Now, I'm going to pause for a moment. and say, look, when I talk about seduction, I'm not talking about using this technique for nefarious purposes. I'm talking about drawing somebody to you, bringing out their natural desire, whether they know it or not, for you, and amplifying it to the point that they're going crazy. Now, all minds, everybody, we are all connected together. I know some people would like to have you believe that we're all separate, but the truth of the matter is, what does Neville teach? Everyone is you pushed out. Everyone is an aspect of you. As a matter of fact, the whole process of Ho'oponopono is a technique based on the fact that everybody is a part of you, and that by healing yourself, you're healing others. So high flyers, your reality, the reality that you're living, which is different than my reality, your reality is shaped by you. You are co-creator of your reality. There is an ancient invocation that says, he is in me and I am in him. In other words, you are fully in the universe or in God, and God is fully in you. So how do we do it? Let's practice this little meditation together. And in the process, you'll know exactly what to do on your own. Or if you'd like, you can come back and replay this portion of the video and do it again and again and again. So the first step is to relax your interior spirit. Relax your body. Relax your mind. Take a deep breath in through your nose and release it out through your mouth. Make certain that you won't be disturbed or bothered by anything for the next few moments. This is your time to reach out and tap someone, to let them know that you're here, and to remind them how much they desire you, how much they want you and crave you. So the first step is always to relax the body and relax the mind, and to make certain that you're in a safe place, that you're not driving, using any heavy equipment or sharp objects, and you're just enjoying yourself. You're just feeling good. You're feeling very, very good. And you like the way you feel. And it feels good to be relaxed and calm. Relaxed, calm, calm and relaxed. And it's a wonderful feeling. So the second step now is to just focus. Think of nothing but the person that you desire to receive your message, the person you desire to seduce with desire and love and passion and joy and happiness. Focus on this person. Perhaps think of them smiling. See them clearly in your mind's eye. Focus on them. They're thinking about you. They have no reason to think about you at this moment, but your thoughts and your focus are penetrating them, and they are thinking about you. And as you focus on them, you're not sending any energy yet. You're just focusing. They are opening up to you. Opening up their mind, opening up their heart, opening up their spirit. They are focusing on you because you are directing your focus on them. See them as if they're turning their head. They're almost looking at you. Now, of course, they can't physically see you, but in their mind's eye, they're looking at you, desiring you, craving you, wanting you, needing you, going crazy for you. But all you're doing is focusing on them. Focus on their eyes, their smile. And now, step three, create an emotional connection. Feel their love, their desire, their hunger rushing out from wherever they're at and touching you. They're thinking about you. They're desiring you. They're missing you, perhaps. They are focused on you now. You are creating a deep emotional connection. Feel them wanting you, craving you, needing you. Feel their energy, their vibratory energy, literally touching you as if they're sending thoughts. Perhaps you can even tap into their thoughts. Now, step four, visualize them coming closer to you, their arms stretched out, reaching for you, speaking your name, calling you. They're going crazy for you. Visualize that they're sweating a little bit. Maybe they've got a drop or two of sweat around their brow. They're feeling a lot of energy right now for you. Their energy is growing stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Feel them coming closer to you. Closer, 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 and reaching out to you. And now feel yourself reaching out to them, guiding them, holding their hand, guiding them to you. Look into their eyes. Remind them how much they crave you, desire you, want you. And remind them how much you desire and crave them. Finally, end your visualization with a kiss, a hug, a kiss, a passionate kiss, a loving kiss, a deep, deep, loving kiss. And now when you're ready, whenever you're ready, open up your eyes. And that's how simple it is, except there is a step five. What we found is that by keeping a journal, doing this every day for 5 to 10 minutes, and then writing down your experience, what they said, what they looked like, what you felt, writing down your experience is very, very important, because you're going to read that journal every night from beginning to end. When you go to sleep, when you go to bed, you're going to reread the journal, and that's going to permeate your subconscious mind and have your subconscious mind reaching out to them all night long. This is a fantastic method, High Flyers. You're going to want to try this. but I suggest you make a commitment rather than try. Come back and replay this portion of the video every day, or just write down the 5 steps and do it yourself. But remember to include it in your telepathy journal.